Okay, good morning.
Good morning.
We are starting Shin Mem Hei, Seif Chet. Just two really short things from yesterday. Just to clarify, if you have for a Rishus Hayachid, if it's a complete circle, then the diameter what must be 5.6 tfachim, because you need to end up with 4x4, a perfect square, completely inside without having a deformed shape. Okay. Right, because that's the hypotenuse of a 4x4 is 5.6. And then, on the issue of tel hamit laket, so there was discussion, we know it goes by, in order to be a wall, on an incline, to count as a wall, we know it has to be 10 tfachim high. But if it's on an angle, what is the angle? So it turns out it's either 22.6 or 24.6 degrees. Depends on your dalet amos, because it has to be within 10 tfachim dalet amos. That's the minimal incline. So where is that 4 amos? Do you go by the slope, or do you go by the flat plane or the run, the floor? So it happens to be a machloket. If you look in the Rishonim, you will not see it clearly. I mean, I guess it depends how you read the Rishonim. But from the Gemara and the Rishonim, it's completely not clear. Otherwise, it wouldn't be so... I don't know. But I will just point out the Mishnah Berurah, the Aruch HaShulchan, Art Scroll and Oz Vahadar, and others, the Shut Marlbach, point out it goes by the slope. So that turns out to be 24 degrees, and approximately 24, 25. If you look in, you can look it up anywhere you like. Art Scroll Hebrew, for example, Art Scroll and Deer Shoe, they do mention it is a machlokas, such as the Merkavet HaMishnah, says it goes by the floor, the run, and Sfas Emes has a mistapik. Anyway, Lamai says it's not a huge nafkamina anyway. I'm sure it didn't come up too many times in world history that it was exactly 23 degrees. But anyways, that's the nafkamina. Chet. Mevo'ot harechavim. Sheish esrei ama, that are 16 wide. Right? So we're dealing now with what is a rishus harabim. So we're talking about, so if you have these mavois, these alleyways, there's 16, the width, it has to be, right, for rishus harabim, it has to be 16 amos wide to be doma to the diglei of the machane of the Jews in the desert. So therefore, however, umit katsrim biktzatan. So most of it is, or a large portion is 16 amos. However, part of it is less. Ve'ein bahem sheshesrei ama. Part of it, you know, it gets narrow. Let's say you have a road. It's normal for the road to be, you know, a certain significant width, and then along the way, in the middle, it gets more narrow. Yesh omrim she'im, no, how much? So the Mishnah Berurah just says it has to, but the minimum is at least 13 or 13 and a third. We'll say 13 is the bare minimum. If part of it gets to be below 13, and it could even be 10, but anyways, the Mishnah Berurah, we'll see later on, but the Mishnah Berurah here says 13, that if it's anywhere it gets less than 13, then it can't be Rosh Hasharabim. But as long as its range is between 16 and 13, or more. So then, yesh omrim she'im orkan la'orach rishut harabim harayim kirshus harabim. So as long as it continues, because basically what it means is a little portion is a little difficult for the rabim to travel through it. But if it gets too narrow, then it's too difficult and it loses the shame. But it's still very usable. So that's why it's still good. Tet. Mavot ha-rechavim shlosh esrei amot u'shlish. So here's the 13 and the third. As long as it's that wide, ushnei rashei mufulashim rishus harabim shehu rachav 16, and it connects to rishus harabim, which is 16, yesh omrim shehu rishus harabim. So here you have an instant when the whole road is actually only 13 and a third, and it can still be rishus harabim, because the first case was it was one long continuum. So the main road, so the whole thing was going straight. The main part is, most of it's 16, and part of it gets a little narrow. Here, the whole thing is more narrow, but it still has to be 13 and a third. And it's okay because on both ends, both bookends, both ends of this road, it's open into Erisha Sarabim, which is 16 wide. Okay, Yud. Kol davar shehu b'Erisha Sarabim. Anytime we're talking about Erisha Sarabim, anything in there, im eino gavua shlosha tfachim, if the ground doesn't go up three tfachim, filohim kotzim utzo Hashem rabim dorsin lehem. Even you have thorns, waste, excrement, whatever, tzoa, it's on the road, and it's, you consider it like dirt, so in other words, no one's gonna touch it, no one's moving it, it's there, so it becomes part of the ground. Even though it's there, and even though people will not step over there, that doesn't stop it. It's still part of the ground. And chashuvim kikarka v'avirisha sarabim. Since it's below three tvachim, it's considered Risha Sarabim. Anything in the general area of the Risha Sarabim is still Risha Sarabim, even if there's one little, you know, items in there that people are gonna, you know, obviously veer around it. So that's still Risha Sarabim, right? As long as we're below three tvachim, that's Risha Sarabim. Ve'im hu gavoa shlosha. But let's say you have a step, you have items in the way, and the height is three tvachim. Umishlosha at tisha. So from 3 to 9, velo tisha bechlal. If it's exactly 9, we'll see in a moment. But if it ranges from 3 to, I don't know, 8.9, whatever, 8.99, so then, what is that considered? It's not considered Rishus Harabim. Between 3 and 9. It's Havi Karmelit. That's Imu Rachav Arba Arba Havi Karmelit. If this mound, this object that's there, cabinet, we had a kli the other day, if it's 4 by 4, then it has a din of 4 by 4 tfachim, then it has a din of a Karmelit. V'im Eino Rachav Arba Arba. But if it's not 4 by 4 wide, then Havi Mekom Petur. Vimu gavua tisha tvachim. Now you have this item, could be a mound, a pole, a pillar, in the middle of the Rishus Harabim, and it's exactly 9 tvachim, tisha tvachim mitzumtzamim, v'rabim mekatfim alav, and people actually are using it. Not that it's just usable. Again, it's machlokas. A lot of things are machlokas, but the ma'aseh, it means it's actually being. It is used. It doesn't mean it has to be used. Second, but in general, it is used either for people to lean on it, people to put stuff on it. Mishnah Bura, Aruch HaShulchan, they say it has to at least be used in general. Have Rishus Harabim afilo eno rachav arba'a. So even if it's not 4, since it's inside the Rishus Harabim and people do use it, if it's exactly 9, tvachim hai, then that's also a din of Rishus Harabim, because it's, again, Rishus Harabim is where people are walking and people are using. So you're not walking, you're not stepping on this, but you're using it for the walkers who are going through it. There is an opinion on the Torah that between 9 and 10 tfachim, it has the whole same din. It's not just exactly 9, it's 9, anywhere from 9 to 10. But this is, right. Mishnah Berurah points out this is not the halacha. Okay. Where do we say? Sorry. Rabbi Makatfim Alav. No, wait a second.
So we're talking about Arba.
We're talking about between 9 and 10. So the question is, yeah. Is it a derai?
That's high.
9 to 10 tfachim high.
We're talking about Arba al Arba tfachim?
Yes. No. Well, you see, arba. So the height is 9 to 10. The width, you want to know about 4 by 4.
4 by 4. Tvachim or amos?
No, tvachim.
Yeah, so.
Arba'a.
Arba'a, arba, and then switch a few in a row of arba'a with the
hay. I did that in the Shurkhan Earth, did a switch. Maybe my version is different than yours. You're in the V'yesh Misha Omer. I'll read it again. V'afilu eino rachav arba'a. Right.
Which is amos.
No, arba'a is tvachim.
Before it was rachav arba'a arba. That was
the hay. Mine has the hay. Okay. So, So anyway, so when we're talking about 4x4 on all these in this entire sea, it fits all tefachim, and then so the depending on the height and the width, it could be Rosh Hasharavim, could be Carmelis, or it could be a Makom Petur. So the Yesh Bisha Omer Dehu Hadin Lagavoa Mitisha Vadasara Varabi Makati Malav, people are using it from 9 to 10. So then, according to this opinion, which is not the halacha, feel have Rosh Hasharavim, I feel in Rachavarba, since it's being used and it's in the Rosh Hasharavim, then it has a din of Rosh Hasharavim. It doesn't matter how wide it is. Now when you get to above 10 tfachim, it's never gonna be Rosh Hasharavim. It's never going to be a Carmelis either. Umiyasara ulamala. Once you hit 10 and above, so then it depends. This amud, this pillar in the Rosh Hasharavim, or this object in the Rosh Hasharavim, if it's 10 high, im hu rachav arba'a have Rosh Hasayachid. If it's wide, 4x4 tfachim, then it's Rosh Hasayachid. Ve'im lav, and if not, have makom petur. And if it's less than 4x4 tfachim, then it's a makom petur. Afilu yeshbo makom kedei lachok lashlimo learba'a. Machlokes in the Gemara, Shabbos daf kuf, but lemaisa this, the halacha is, we don't say chokakim lashlimo. We don't add. Let's say you have a pillar, right, that's 2x2, and or it could be 4 wide, but it's only, the other dimension, it's only 2 tfachim, for example. You have a pillar right next to a wall. You don't say, well, since the wall, let's say the wall is 2 tfachim deep, you don't imaginary, you don't add to it, imaginary. Let's say you have a hole in the side of a wall. I think we learned already. Let's say you have a wall. We'll start afresh. You're in a Rosh Hasharavim, there's a Rosh Hasharavim, and along the Rosh Hasharavim, there's a wall that's touching, that's from a house. So the wall is part of Rosh Hasayachid, and it's touching, it's hitting adjacent to the Rosh Hasharavim. If you throw something from the Rosh Hasharavim and it sticks to the side of the wall, then that wall, whatever sticks to the side of the wall, is still part of the Rosh Hasharavim. Right. It's still part of the Rosh Hasharavim. You know what? Yeah, we'll get to that case. Never mind. Let's not complicate this. But the point is, we never, even whenever the case will come up, we never say chokakim. You have a little bit of a hole in the side of a wall, and let's say it makes a difference if it's makom patir. The side of the wall, if you make a little hole in the side of the wall, if it's above 3 tfachim, then it could be a karmelis, it could be a makom patir, depending how big that hole is. So if you just throw something into the hole of a side of the wall, we don't say, you look at what that hole is, if it's 4 tfachim or not 4 tfachim. You don't say, let's see how thick the wall is, and we imaginary chokakim, we add it as if we pretend since the wall is 4 tfachim, why we imagine the hole to be 4 tfachim. In other words, bottom line, we never dig into the hole, to walls, to add to the dimension. What you see is what you get. That's a machlokas in the Gemara, but that's the halacha. Okay, I'm sure it'll come up again. Let's see. Okay, Yud Aleph. Guma Birshus Harabim. If you have a pit, a hole in the ground, in the Rishus Harabim. Im Eina Amuka Shalosh Have Rishus Harabim. If it's not 3 tfachim deep, it's part of the Rishus Harabim. In other words, for Rosh Hasharavim, you basically get the ground level and 3 tfachim above, up to 3 tfachim above, and up to, just below, just less, than 3 tfachim below as well. It's like a little step in the ground, that's, you don't, makes no difference, that's all considered part of the ground, part of the Rosh Hasharavim. Mi shalosh ad asara. Now what happens if it's between 3 and 10? Now, this 9 issue is if it's above the ground. Below the ground, you don't have this exactly 9 quirk into the halacha. But here we are, 3 to 10, up to 10, but not including 10. 3 to 10, a ditch, a hole in the ground. What is it? So it can't be Rosh Hasharavim. So what is it? im rechava, and it's not 10 tfachim, right? We learned it would be 10 tfachim and 4x4. We'll get there again. Im rechava arba havei karmelis. If it's 4x4 tfachim, wide, an area of a solid 4x4 square, and it's between 3 and 10, that's a karmelite. That's the rabbanan. Okay, can't carry into there from one rishus to another or dalet amos. V'im lav, if it's less than 4x4, you just have one little narrow hole. You just dig out a little hole. Have a mekom petur. That's a mekom petur, and you're allowed to take from the rishus harabim and put it into a mekom petur. That's not a problem. So if you have a little narrow hole in the ground that's deeper than 3 tefachim, it's not a problem to take from rishus harabim and put it in there. That's called a makom petur. V'im hi amuka asara. But if it's the depth is 10, so then it depends. If it's less than 4x4, it's also a makom petur. Havei rishus hayachid. But if it's v'hushitei rechava arba'a. But if it's deeper than 10 and it's 4x4, that's a rishus hayachid. That we learned already, and that's a rishus hayachid. And it doesn't matter if people use this hole or not use this hole. Once it's deeper than 3 tefachim, it loses the shame of Rishus HaRavim. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah points out something interesting. I mean, it's the Gemara. Also, Daf Kuf and Shabbos, it's a lot there. It points out, let's say you have a hole. And we'll discuss later, came up with a case we mentioned earlier about having a large kli in a hole. Let's say you have a hole, and the depth is a Rishus HaYachid. You have a huge hole. It's more than 10 tefachim deep, and it's more than 4x4. Proper Rishus HaYachid, a hole that's a Rishus HaYachid. What happens if you fill it up with water? So it makes no difference. The water does not mevatel the walls. You have walls of 10 tefachim, and here's a Rishus HaYachid. You can't throw from a Rishus HaRabim into this hole that's 4x4 and 10 deep. That's Rishus HaYachid. That'd be Chayav Chatas. Okay, that's if it's filled with water. Why? Because you still see the walls. It's still nikar that there are walls there. What happens if you fill it up with fruit? So the Gemara says, if you fill it up with fruit and you don't see the walls anymore, it's not nikar, then it loses the din of a Rishus HaYachid on a deraisa level. Mishnah Berurah says there's still an Isser Derabanan to throw it on top of these, on the fruit, because what happens if, theoretically, someone can take away the apples or the fruit that's there, and then you end up with this wall on Shabbos. So he says there is a concept that it's an Isser Derabanan. But what's interesting, so here you have, and that seems pretty clear, that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskins, and pretty clear from most of the Rishonim, that once it's filled up with fruit, even lo nisbatel, you're going to take the fruit away later. But since it's full right now and it's not nikar that you have walls, then it's no longer a rishus hayachid for Shabbos. Mishmur points out the Rashba says, but it can't be that you can use it on Shabbos. If you can use it on Shabbos, then it's not batel. It's not, you know, if you would fill up this hole with dirt, obviously everyone would say you lose the walls. But here you have fruit you're going to take. So the Rashba says, at least for Shabbos, it has to be where it's like muksa and you can't move it. Otherwise, if you're going to take it on Shabbos, then he holds it is mevatel, the mechitzos. And the Mishnah Berurah also points out in Shaar Tzion that's only if you fill up the hole completely with fruit, and now you don't see the walls anymore. But if it's only a little bit filled up, I don't know where you draw the line, but he says if it's a little bit filled up, then the fruit is as if it's not there, and you see the walls, and the walls are there, and okay. And that is the Rishus HaYachid. If you put a board over it, then for sure it's you're mevato it, and it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Okay. Yud bet. Rishus HaRabim eina tofeset ela ad asara. Rishus HaRabim only goes up to 10 tefachim. Does not go any higher. That's at the most. Aval, like, in other words, you have a wall next to a Rishus HaRabim and you throw something and it sticks to the wall. So that's an example where you can have a Rosh Hasharabim. Normally, Rosh Hasharabim, we just said, goes up to 3 tefachim. And that's it. Minus that one little 9 thing, tefach issue. But basically, the Rosh Hasharabim never practically goes above 3. What's the main exception? It could go up to 10. How? If you have a wall and you throw something and it sticks to the wall. So let's say you throw something from a Rosh Hashayachid. That's the case. You're standing in a Rosh Hashayachid and you throw something that sticks and it sticks to a wall that's in a Rosh Hasharabim. So then, if where it sticks to the wall, it's anywhere between 0 and 10 tefachim, and it's in Rosh Hasharabim, then you're chayav. Because there is a Rosh Hasharabim up to 10. The issue is though, but if you're going to put it over a pillar that's, let's say, 6 tefachim high, so now that turns into a karmelis or a vakum petur. But if it's sticking to a wall, there's no flat platform. If you have something flat that's holding it up, then that'll take it out of the Rosh Hasharabim if it's above 3 tefachim. But here, when you have a wall, it's not resting on any platform, it's just hanging in the air, but it's resting on the wall, but it's stuck to it. That's when you can have a case of up to 10. Well, amala mi'asara, but no matter what, there's no exception. Once you're above 10 tefachim, have a makom petur, it's a makom petur. Okay. Yud Gimel. Chorim shiptalim klapei Rosh Hasharabim. So, goes like this, which I started to mention. I should have waited. Let's say you have the wall of a house, and it's along a Rosh Hasharabim. And you have a little bit of a hole in the wall. What does that mean? You have a little carve out in the outside wall of your house that's adjacent to the Rosh Hasharabim. It's lined up with the Rosh Hasharabim. It's continuous to the Rosh Hasharabim. We're not talking about a hole that goes all the way through, right? If you had a hole that goes all the way through the house, so you can wave to people, and half of one side is Rosh Hasharabim, one side is Rosh Hasharabim. What is it? We learned yesterday, it's for sure a Rosh Hasharabim. Here you have, it's just a carve out under the wall on the side of the Rosh Hasharabim. It doesn't go all the way through. So, im him gavoyim lamala mishlosha, if it's above 3 tefachim, enam k'Rosh Hasharabim. It doesn't have the din of Rosh Hasharabim. Right? If it's stuck to the side of the wall, it would. But here it goes inside a hole and it's resting on something flat. So therefore, the Rosh Hasharabim only goes up to 3 and that's it. Ella, so what happens? The fi midotei and the halacha is it follows based on the width. Which means if it's 4 by 4, it would be, if that hole in the wall would be 4 by 4, it would be a karmelite. If it's less than 4 by 4, it's a makom patur, but it's above 3 tefachim. Yud Dalet, Ezuhi Karmelit. Let's learn a little bit about what a Karmelit is. Makom She'en Hu L'Charabim. It's a place where people don't walk. That's the main idea. It's not big enough. I mean, really, it's whatever doesn't fit Rosh Hasharabim and doesn't fit Rosh Hasharabim. But we're going to give it a description also. It's a place where people are not majorly walking through. Kegon, what's an example? A yam, a river, an ocean, or a river, or a lake, all the same. Obika, or a valley that doesn't have walls. In other words, open field, doesn't have walls. Vitztavanit, v'itztaba. Perush, itztavanit, what's an itztavanit? It's makom shelifnei achaniyot yashvim sham ha-socharim. So they had, it's more common in those days than it is now, but obviously it depends where you are. You have these stores, and in front of them, they hang out with their merchandise. They sit there. V'itztaba hu makom shemanichem alav prakmatia. And the itztaba is the actual... the platform, it could be a table, it could be, curtains that you hang from pillars, and you're able to hang merchandise on the fabric, whatever it is. It's places where people are sitting and having their merchandise right outside in front of their store, and it's taking up the space in the Rosh Hasharabim. So people can't walk over there. That's what it's made for. So it's a place where people can't walk. Shalifnei ha'amudim v'Rosh Hasharabim. And it's in front of the amudim that are in Rosh Hasharabim. Right, next to the stores. And so it's not in the main walking area. V'hi rechava arba'a v'gavua mishlosha v'ad asara. So it has to be where it's at least 4 by 4 wide. And, this is a new case. Or any place in Rosh Hasharabim that is 4 by 4, that's between 3 and 10 tefachim. Okay, another category of a Carmelite. The Karen Zavi Tesmucha Lirshus Haravim, and this is a 1 second. I'm just going to first read this the full line. The Karen Zavit, well, it's like a corner or a carve out, which is next to the Rishus Harabim. Ukegon Mavut Sheishlem Shalosh Mechitzot Ve'en Mehem Lechi Akora Berviit, or you have an alleyway that's off of Rishus Harabim, which only has three walls, or Rishus Harabim Shehi Mekora, or a Rishus Harabim which is covered up. V'tel Sheish Bo Arba al arba'av ve'ena gavoa asara, or you have any kind of a mound where people walk up, and obviously it has enough of a slope that turns it into a wall. So it's 4x4, but it's not 10 high. Because if it be 10 high, it would be Rosh Hashayachid, right? Because the ground would act as your walls. V'chen charitz shu gavoa shehu, there's a ditch in the ground which is arba al arba'av ve'ena amok asara, and it's 4x4 ditch, a hole in the ground that's 4x4. But it's not deep 10, because if it'd be 10 tfachim, it would be a Rishus Harabim. So all these cases are all a case of a Carmelite. Rishus Harabim cannot have a ceiling if it's all covered up. And the Karen Zavit is, let's say, you're walking along the Rishus Harabim, and then you have like a little jut out. Let's say you have a row of houses. There's a great pictures in the Oz V'Hadar, but you don't really need a lot of pictures for everything. You just have a straight column of houses right along Rosh Hashanah. So everywhere that's next to the houses is all Rosh Hashanah. The fact that you have a little bit of a sidewalk doesn't make a difference. It's just a step that's less than 3 tefachim. So everything there is Rosh Hashanah. Unless, of course, it is an area where people can't walk so easily. That's another story. So you have, let's say, a row of houses, and one house has a further setback. So that further setback is a carmelis. Okay, fine. I guess we'll stop.
Good.